The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley. There's some debate now about the mother of all bombs, Harley.
Well, you know, there is, and at the same time, I think it's interesting to watch how the administration is doing this. What they're not interested in doing is trying to pump up whatever it is that they accomplish in Syria and say, you know, we've got a body count. We killed this many ISIS or that many, that sort of thing. Reporters were trying to get Defense Secretary Jim Mattis to say what the damage was by Moab, this mother of all bombs.
Yep.
And he refused to say what the body count and anything else was. He said, just suffice it to say that we're going to do what's necessary to break ISIS.
Yeah, they're doing it differently. They're doing it differently, Harley, aren't they? They're doing it differently. It's fair dinkum.
Here they are.
Massachusetts in the drug cases.
This is astounding. There is one person who worked in the state drug lab who's been called to question for a handful of some of the cases that she worked on that she may have, you know, either falsified or somehow didn't do the work correctly on some of these cases. And so they have thrown out more than 21,000 drug convictions because they're saying, you know, fruit of the tainted tree, that sort of thing. And so, you know, 21,587 cases are either not going forward or going to be thrown out retrospectively.
Good God!
So this is a very big deal. A lot of people
are
in prison could be released
from prison.
Some people have already done time over it. They'll be suing. It's just going to be a mess. And we don't know how many of the cases this one clerk or technician may have made mistakes on or falsified. But undoubtedly, it wasn't anything like 21,000. And yet those cases are all being thrown out.
Good God. Harley. It's called justice gone mad, Harley. Now, look, you have a wonderful weekend. We love talking to you. And we'll talk to you next week, Harley. You didn't make any of it up this week, which was quite wonderful. I enjoyed that. There he is, Harley in the United States of America.